Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming. My name is Pia Chaparro, and I'm going to present about obesity trends and the neighborhood environment in low-income preschool-age children in Los Angeles County. I have no relationships to disclose. And just a little bit of background, I'm sure it's not surprising for you to hear that childhood obesity is an important public health issue in the U.S. In 2007-2008, about 10.4% of 2 to 5 year olds were considered obese, and this is based on NHANES data. And the rates of obesity are higher for low-income children at about almost 15%, and even higher among some minorities. For example, 2 to 5 year old Hispanics have rates of obesity of almost 19%. So as we just heard in the previous presentation, there is evidence that the neighborhood food environment may influence obesity. However, there's not much research conducted among preschool-age children, which is surprising given that preventive approaches may be more effective if carried out early in life. So the objectives of this study were to examine longitudinal changes in BMI among low-income children participating in the WIC program in Los Angeles County, and to determine if these changes are associated with neighborhood characteristics and changes in the food environment. For those of you who are not familiar with LA County, it's actually quite large. It's over 4,000 square miles with a population of almost 10 million people. It's larger than 43 states, and it houses the largest number of foreign-born residents at about 3.5 million. Over 100 languages are spoken. And although LA is very diverse, there are some communities that are highly segregated. So for this study, we used data from the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, better known as the WIC program. And this program provides nutrition education, breastfeeding promotion, and supplemental foods to low-income and at nutritional risk pregnant, lactating, and postpartum women and their children up to the age of 5. In LA County, the WIC program serves approximately 67% of all infants and about half of all children ages 1 to 5. This amounts to about 400,000 families per month, and services are provided in over 90 sites, overseen by 7 local agencies. So just a brief comparison of the WIC population against LA County as a whole. As you can see here, the WIC population has a larger percentage of Hispanics. 84% of WIC participants in LA County are of Latino descent. Over 50% of the mothers in the WIC population have less than high school education, and about two-thirds live below the poverty line. So this is a very simplified conceptual model relating the neighborhood, environment, and obesity. And today I just want to focus on the physical environment, what's out there, the food outlets, and its potential impact on diet and therefore obesity. The data we use for this study included three different data sets. We use WIC administrative data from 2006 to 2009. We look at children that were 2 years of age in 2006 and follow them until they were 5 in 2009. We also use some census 2000 variables, as I will explain in a minute. And for the food environment, we use the National Establishment Time Series NETS database, which was purchased from Walls & Associates. And this database is based on Dun & Bradstreet archival establishment data. Briefly, what we have obtained from this data sets are counts and densities per census tract for each of these food establishments: supermarkets, chain convenience stores, fast food outlets, fruit and vegetable markets, independent grocery stores, and liquor stores. The variables we look at, our main outcome of interest was BMI Z-score at ages 2 and 5, and this is based on measure weight and height, which has been validated. Also, we look at child's gender, child's place of birth, maternal education level, maternal language preference, family size, and family monthly income. At the neighborhood level, which we define as a census tract, we look at the food environment, and for some of the analysis, we categorize all these food establishments I just mentioned into two groups, healthy outlets and unhealthy outlets. And the healthy outlets included supermarkets and fruit and vegetable markets, and the unhealthy outlets pretty much all the rest. We also estimated a neighborhood SES score, which ranges from 4 to 12. We created this index based on four variables at the census tract level: percent of high school graduates, median income, percent of blue-collar workers, and percent minority. So if someone lives in a neighborhood SES score with SES score of 4, that's the lowest, just to give you an idea, this will be a neighborhood with a median income of less than $24,000 a year, where less than 16% have a high school diploma, over 12% are blue-collar workers, and over 97% are minority. We use descriptive statistics to summarize the characteristics of the sample, and we tested our hypotheses with multi-level models to account for individual and neighborhood characteristics. Our main outcome of interest, as I mentioned before, was BMI Z-score. We modeled first the change between ages 2 and 5, and then we also look at BMI Z-score at age 2 and at age 5. And our independent variables were all the individual family variables I just explained, the neighborhood SES score, and the food environment variables. And all analyses were conducted with FAS, and a p-value of 0.05 was considered significant. So these are just a description of the sample. We had a little over 21,000 children, again, between 2006 and 2009. And our sample was evenly distributed between boys and girls. Virtually all children were born in the U.S., and at age 2, the prevalence of obesity was 10.8%. By age 5, this had increased to 15%. About two-thirds of the mothers had less than a high school education, and about two-thirds of the mothers preferred to speak Spanish. The average family size was 4 people. BMI Z score at age 2 was 0.64. At age 5, it had increased to 0.81, and the average Z score change was 0.17. The average family monthly income is roughly $1,500, and the neighborhood SES score was on average 8. And again, this ranges from 4 to 12. We also look at obesity prevalence based on the neighborhood median income. And as you can see, at age 2 and at age 5, children living in the lowest income neighborhoods had higher obesity rates. And you actually see a gradient there. This graph shows the food environment for where the sample lived between 2006 and 2009. So this is an aggregate of all the census tracts where the participants lived. And first, I just want to point out that the sample's food environment is dominated by fast food restaurants, which is the green line on top, followed by liquor stores. So those are the main food outlets these people have available. And as you can see, there was not much change between 2006 and 2009. The only thing that drops is fast food restaurants, and there's a slight increase in supermarkets, is this purple line down here. But these changes are actually driven mostly by the few census tracts that were the ones who changed. So our first goal was to model the change in BMI Z-score between ages 2 and 5 and compare that to the change in the food environment. But as I have just shown you, there was not much change in the food environment, so it's not surprising we didn't find an effect of the change in food environment compared to change in BMI. So we conducted further analysis looking at BMI Z at age 2 and at age 5 separately. And we focused on U.S.-born children whose mothers speak primarily Spanish, which was the majority of the sample, and the typical WIC participant in L.A. County. So, sorry this table is a little busy, but it has both of the models. This is the model for BMI Z-score at age 2, and here's the one for BMI Z-score at age 5. And I want to focus on the bottom two lines. So as you can see, the density of unhealthy food outlets was significantly associated with BMI Z-score only at age 5. So an increase in one unhealthy food outlet per square mile was associated with an increase in BMI Z-score of 0.0023. The density of healthy food outlets was not associated with BMI Z-score at age 2 or at age 5. In conclusion, among children participating in WIC in LA County between 2006 and 2009, obesity rates increased from 10.8% at age 2 to 15% at age 5, and the neighborhood food environment was associated with BMI Z-score only among 5-year-olds who were born in the U.S. and whose mothers speak primarily Spanish. And as we just saw, this was actually a positive association. So an increase in density of unhealthy food outlets was associated with an increase in BMI Z-score. So the implications, unhealthy food environment may have a negative effect on obesity risk at as early as 5 years of age, which suggests a need for obesity prevention to start early in life. So multi-level interventions that consider the home as well as the neighborhood environment may be more effective. I just want to acknowledge at this point co-authors for this study. We have collaborators from PHFA WIC in Los Angeles and also from UCLA. And the funders are the American Heart Association, PHFA WIC, and First 5 LA. And I also want to thank all WIC staff. They're the ones collecting all the data, doing the hard work. So thank you. I guess questions are at the end.